You? Tell us about your book.
Helen, tell us about your book.
Helen.
Well, I've decided to self-publish my book called Tales from Alora.
Yeah, now listen, because a while ago you said something on Facebook about reading a book and I went, oh, I like the sound of this, and then I realised it was you.
It was Helen.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's, I started in 2002.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a long time. Took me a long time. It's a journey. The first book was always a journey.
Okay.
But I really worked on it properly the last few years, and I feel that the actual confidence to get out there and do it is from the writing group.
Excellent.
You know, when I joined Kildare Writers Circle, I was kind of unsure of myself as a writer and my voice and all of that, and through the writing group I've got the confidence to go out there and get it, send it out there,
because fantastic,
it's like a baby.
And it's an adult fairy tale.
Yeah it's about the secret world of wishmaking.
Fantastic.
So this character, so Quirinus, he creates a lore because he loves humans.
Okay.
And he grants them wishes. And his two assistants, Bill and Bob, help him with what they call request making.
Okay.
So their challenge is to grant every wish, but there's something that's thwarting it.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm. Dun, dun,
dun. And you'll have to buy the book in September when it's published to find out what that is. But it's a wonderful, book, a wonderful character.
So
I'm enormously proud of it.
You should be.
Thank you.
Like, watch this space kind of thing, because I am very interested, because from what I've heard from your pieces of writing and the bits that you brought in here, I love what you do.
Very different to my other stuff that you've heard.
Oh, well, even better, because then it means then you're gone out there, and I like that even more. And you've said something there that's very appropriate. You said it's like a baby, and I have to let people know I am having one. And therefore, Brenda, you're going to be sitting in the studio doing the art show from now on.
Well, I'm delighted to be caretaking the show for you while you're away on eternity leave, as my son used to call it. Mammy, when are you finished eternity leave?
I hope this is not an eternity.
Actually, that was you. Emma used to call she used to say, when are you finished your eternity leave?
Very
so,
good.
No, I'm really, really privileged and honoured. It'll be a challenge. I have big shoes to fill.
It's safe hands going into, so I've no worries whatsoever.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I think this is your last show
tonight.
So my first show will be next Wednesday. I even got the date wrong when I was telling people on Facebook. I said my first show will be on Wednesday the 30th of April, and Celine very, very kindly corrected me and said, actually no, it'll be the 1st of May.
Yeah.
So I mean, all the usual things apply. If you've an art story, anything, whether it's like theatre, whether it's movies, music, writing, any other writing groups out there, I want to hear from you. My email is artifactskfm@gmail.com, and we've also a new Twitter account set up.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to get us through the Facebook page, artifactskfm.
Exactly.
So the Twitter is at artifacts with a Y, KFM. We always have to remind
with
them of
a
that.
Y, I always
so, Celine, we have to say thanks for all the support that you give to the arts.
Yeah,
and as I said, I'm just caretaking it, and I'll do my best to have all your listeners here when you come back.
I feel like we should have some kind of staff that we hand over or something,
pass
you know.
The torch.
Or maybe I'll make something grand.
Pass the pen or the microphone or something.
Hang on, I'm sure I have something around here I can pass.
Cue special effects.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah.
Well, either way, thanks very much, because I do, you know, it's a strange thing for me to be leaving the studio. Really, going out of the studio and knowing that I'm not coming back in to do an art show for quite some time is a bizarre thing. So I'm just delighted to be handing it over to you. And going back to the other thing, though, best of luck with the River Frank. Now, no doubt you'll be talking to each other with different hats on now.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Brendan,
the substantial interview about Helen's book will be when later in.
it'll be the launch date,
the
which we're looking at
summer.
September.
But hopefully we'll have. And I mean, you know, don't be afraid. Get in touch. If there's other authors out there who've taken the decision to self-publish, you know, especially local authors, would love to hear from you. And I think it's a very gutsy thing to do, because it's not easy, and you're competing against. You know, when you walk into a bookshop and see the amount of stuff that you're competing against, there's so many formulas to get right and so many pitfalls. I think it's a very brave thing that you're doing, and I think it'll be brilliant, because I've read the book and the characters are amazing.
Very good.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you so
second
much,
that,
and
I
thank
mean.
You, Celine.
Really? Are you read it too?
I've read it, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Now I feel left out.
Don't worry.
Well, listen, we shall. Everybody will talk to you next week, and thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Artifacts on Kildare's KFM.